This would be a brave performance anywhere in the world. But here in China, it's an invitation to ridicule. In a country where most people are naturally slim, being overweight, especially if you're a woman, is frowned upon. But these dancers, they call themselves the Fat Artistic Troupe, are trying to change people's minds.
I used to think that life was very unfair. I even attempted suicide. But since I've started dancing, I feel that society can finally accept me.
And the fact is, China itself is changing shape. Once upon a time, it was a country of equally thin communists. Now socialist frugality has given way to capitalist excess, weighing China down with the fruits of consumerism.
Well, in the last 30 years, it's been a process of famine to feast in two generations. Availability, accessibility of food is just widespread now, so people have more money, and they're just eating more of everything.
There are already 100 million obese Chinese, and that number is predicted to double in just 5 years. This country's obesity epidemic has caused a spike in health problems like diabetes and heart disease.
So now China's on a diet, working off the telltale signs of economic success. In a country that used to worry about malnutrition, these are very strange scenes. At Love the People Diet Hospital, the doctors have turned to traditional Chinese medicine. Acupuncture, they say, can suppress appetite and speed up their patients' metabolisms. Xiaoyang weighs in at 23 stone and wants to end the discrimination she's suffered her whole life.
If two people go for the same job with exactly the same skills, they'll always pick the more beautiful one. And don't even get me started about finding a man.
They may be new to the diet game, but the Chinese have learned an old lesson very quickly. No pain, no gain. Holly Williams, Sky News, Tianjin, China.